I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, this is Paris, Gamertag Radio. I'm here at Devolver Digital, and I just got a chance to play Absolver. And I have someone here to talk about it, so can you please introduce yourself?
So, hi, my name is Pierre Tarnot. I'm a creative director on Absolver, and I'm very happy to be presenting it this year at E3.
Thanks a lot for, like I said, taking a little time to talk to me about this game. So this is my first time. I've heard of the game for the past couple years, but never got a chance to get any of the E3 hands-on or anything. So this, just a few minutes ago, was my first time getting a chance to play it, and I have to say I was pleasantly surprised at how in-depth the fighting is with this game. But before we talk about that, can you actually explain to everyone listening what is this game about?
So Absolver is it's an online action game that is set in a fantasy universe. So you're exploring the ruins of a city that was destroyed a couple of centuries ago by an earthquake. You don't know exactly why you're there or why you're wearing that mask. And the storyline is going to be about discovering all this. And as you explore the world, you're gonna meet totally seamlessly other players who, like yourself, are wearing masks. And the core gameplay of the game is 3D real-time martial arts combat. Mm-hmm. And so our intention was to create a system that was accessible, so you can pick it up and play fairly easily, but that has enough layers of depth for a strong and long-lasting PvP experience.
Right.
And so we both really focused on that game feel of, you know, getting these hits feel right, you know, feel physical, feel connected, while also introducing a number of mechanics that creates that depth of, you know, mind games and learning how your opponent's moves, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the combat itself, our tagline is "Make your move," and that's not a marketing tagline. It was really like the basics of what we started working with. So we had three taglines. It was: combat is a dance, movement is your weapon, and make your move.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, because we wanted to recreate a combat game that's, or combat experience, because this is not just a combat game.
Mm-hmm.
A combat experience that is, has the beauty and depth of martial arts combat. So it's always choreographed. It looks interesting visually, but it's also, there's also very many things happening. And so there's that element of physicality, of dynamism, and a number of mechanics. I don't know if you went through all of them, but it's pretty deep once you start getting into it.
It absolutely is, and that's why I was pleasantly surprised at, and because I was playing, I guess you would consider it the tank class. He could absorb.
Yeah.
And I was going in that. And then once you start peeling back the layers, you basically can create your own style that you want to do. How important the stances were in your approach. How on the fly, you know, you could switch to all of a sudden changing your style up completely to confuse your opponent and grabbing weapons, etc. Things like that. And I was like, oh, this is a lot more in depth. So like you said, this is very easy to pick up. But, you know, just in the few minutes that I got a chance to play, I was like, oh, man, I'm seeing all these different layers of fighting styles. And just speaking on that, we did a co-op mode, and then we went into a PvP mode. But there is a full-on story in this game, correct?
It's, we don't separate
So it's all one
campaign and right. multiplayer. Mm-hmm. It's you just jump in this world,
right.
and you can play offline if you want.
Right.
But we blend the two experiences together, and there is a narrative element to the game, but it's not like a story like progress cutscene, progress cutscene, etc. Mm-hmm. It's more about piecing together what this world is, okay. what does it mean to be an absolver, how do you become an absolver, and sort of learning, you know, the rules, the you know, the human and magical rules this world operates under. And so it's very much a story of learning, actually.
Yeah.
And it's but it's more free form because all this is an online context. So all the time you're gonna, you know, meet other players and build relationships and measure your combat deck against other. The combat deck is, you know, the list of attacks that you have customized in the four combat stances.
And that's what we were getting into. Yeah. And like I said, there's it definitely goes deep down the skill tree once you start doing that stuff. So again, you're mentioning with the co-op and meeting other players. So what would you call this world? Would you call it open world?
It's a small open world.
Small open world.
So it's okay. There's three main environments, a little over a dozen interconnected zones. Mm-hmm. But as you explore this, it's totally seamless. There's no loading times or anything. But it's not Skyrim, you know?
Right. Yeah, we're not playing The Witcher 3 or something.
You know,
like
we're an indie studio. There's about 20 of us.
Right.
So, still, I mean, there's a decent bit of exploration, and it's all very much handcrafted. So we really want to tell stories by the environment, and so part of the story is told by you exploring this world and looking around yourself and, you know, figuring out what happened here.
Okay. Now, again, going back to meeting other players, so is this like a seamless matchmaking thing, or do I need to actually seek out friends, or they're just
totally seamless?
Okay.
But you can also invite
my buddies in
and they'll be, you know, they'll jump in your game.
How many people? Because like we did a shared co-op and we were just exploring. Yeah. Is it just two people?
In the world, it's three players per zone, so you won't be encountering more than two players at a time.
Okay.
Because we wanted it to be really about that connection with somebody, you know, that sort of special connection with somebody else, and the story you tell yourself when you meet somebody else, as in, is he gonna attack me, are we gonna, you know, make friends, go into co-op, is he maybe a very experienced fighter and I can ask him to become my mentor use his combat deck,
right?
So it's more about, you know, this type of one-to-one relationship, but rather than, you know, having 30 people running around. So it's not an MMO.
Okay. So in that sense, it's a choice. You could choose to be adversaries, or you could choose to work together.
Very much so.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. What was the other thing I was going to say on that? Because again, I love the different layers of this. NPC characters that we were meeting along the way and we were fighting, they were doing, I guess you would consider loot drops? Is that fair to say?
They drop pieces of equipment. Mm-hmm. And an interesting thing with NPC combat also is that basically the way you learn attacks in the game, which you can then, once you've learned an attack, use in your combat deck to customize your playstyle, is by fighting others. So when you're fighting NPCs or players, you will, and they hit you with an attack that you don't know, and you guard it or avoid it, you'll learn it progressively. And if you, like, typically if you do a special ability to avoid an attack in the right timing, you'll learn it a little faster than if you're just holding your guard up. And this system makes it, and that's something that I've been playing this game for a while now, and I don't get tired of it. It's you're exploring the world, and when you meet a new NPC and you start, you know, start playing defensive just to figure out what moves he has, And you see him using an attack you've never seen before, you get into that mindset of you want to win that fight, because if you lose the fight, you won't cash in the attack XP.
Right.
But you don't want to kill him too fast, because you're kind of, you know, cat and, you know, the cat playing with the mouse thing of you know, trying to chip down his health, but also importantly trying to get him to use that attack on you again and avoiding it over and over to learn it progressively. Yeah. And it's actually a really fun process, because it's you yourself as a player are learning how to react to that attack, and your character is actually in the game learning that attack too. And so when your character is able to use it, well, you as a player are also familiar with that, you know, on a deep, you know, level. And so there's that whole part of, you know, exploring the world, finding NPCs to learn attacks from them through combats. And it's a really fun way, I think, of kind of learning all these new moves.
Well, absolutely, because it's kind of moving on to the actual PvP proper of this. Again, when I was doing the demo earlier, the person I was doing it with, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, and then we're doing the match, and then in the second round, I started to kind of figure out his style,
okay,
and I almost got him. And then he pulled out the weapon on me, and it completely changed his style. So I'm like, wait, now I don't know what he's going to do. And then he got me. But then I pulled out my weapon, and I lost it. So then in the third round, I had to fight him without a weapon until I was able to get around him and get my weapon again.
Yeah.
So I love that diversity of the PvP matches. So just again, sticking with the PvP, how does that work in this game? Are there multiple modes of PvP, or is it just straight the 1v1 that we did?
So as there's the, you know, the general exploration part of the world, mm-hmm. and so this is more like freeform. But from specific points in the world, you can search for game modes. So mm-hmm. at launch, we'll have one versus one game mode. So it's mm-hmm. a traditional duel, best of five.
Yeah.
And one 3v3 game mode, which we're not showing here,
okay,
which revolves around, you know, capturing zones and holding zones, etc., with interesting team dynamics. And as for the 1v1 mode, for the moment we're not putting, you know, any specific rules in there. You're just in an arena, and it's really about matching your skill and your combat deck against the skills and the combat deck of another player.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. So I'm looking at it right now. So I love the art style that you have in this game. Yeah. Any specific engine that you're using on this?
We're working with Unreal Engine.
It is Unreal. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It is Unreal. Right on. So this is coming out August 29th.
August 29th.
And
PC,
this is
and PS4.
Okay, and PS4. So no talk currently of an Xbox version.
We'll probably be doing an Xbox version a little further down the line.
Down the road.
We're a small studio.
Yeah.
And so it's we've been working like crazy.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a very long summer.
Yeah.
A short summer with the very short nights. It's gonna go back very fast, and so we don't have the production capacity at this stage of, you know, doing a simultaneous release on many different platforms, but it's certainly a game that we intend to bring to as many gamers as possible.
Right. So I know I got information about a beta to be able to join on Steam. So is that currently already underway?
There is. We're running a session currently of closed beta in the US. If you head to Absolver.com, you can register for the final closed beta session, which will take place from June 19th, which is next Monday, to June 26th, so for one whole week.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. But you should, I think registrations close on Friday. So I don't know when this...
we're going to put it out right away. So
okay,
people
so
will be able
if
hear
you
this.
Hear this before Friday the 13th. Oh, is it Friday the 13th this year?
Is it? No, we're past that. Yeah, I don't even know what year it is anymore.
Being Friday 83. This week, you should be able to register and get a key for the closed beta.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you for taking some time to talk to me about this. This was my first experience with it, and I'm already in love with it. I love having these melee combat games. I don't think we have enough of them, you know, in this industry. So this looks amazing, and
I can't
wait to jump into beta myself and get more time with it.
Thank you for dropping by and for the encouragement.
No. Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you. This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by our sponsor, Western Digital. And with Western Digital, you are now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a Western Digital solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games with other applications in a snap.
Ooh.
Combined with reliable Western Digital hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more, all in a single place. Trust me, with video editing, you're going to need the space. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners, pay attention to this, Gamertag Radio listeners, you can get up to 20% off a Western Digital solid state drive with our coupon code WDGTR. So if you want some more information on this, go to WDC.com/GTR.
I was thinking about this the other day. I might invest on building my own PC. I've been thinking of that for a while now. Not only because to play games, but also I want to start testing the waters, you know, because I've been using my MacBook for a while. But now let me go with the PC, not only play games, but also maybe edit videos and everything. So Paris, to you, why do you think I need this for my PC
once I build this? The solid state drive, you're going to need that for gaming because, again, it's going to load everything a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. You're going to get access to what you need a lot quicker, be it games or applications. Like you said, you want to start video editing, mm-hmm. having the actual application on the solid state drive, it's going to pull up Adobe Premiere or Final Cut, whatever you're using, in a snap. Then you're going to need the storage. So that's where that SSHD, like I got that 4 terabyte one, mm-hmm. is going to come in handy, because you start editing all this 4K video and doing all this stuff, the files are huge. Mm-hmm. You're going to need the space. So again, this is such a great deal that I hope people listening to this take advantage of. Use that code WDGTR. Get 20% off these Western Digital hard drives at WDC.com/GTR.
Take advantage.